It started with pink because women saw red.
Don't diss us, because we're going to be fighting.
Some say the women marched straight into the House.
This House, the U.S. House of Representatives, where a record number of women, at least 96 of them, will begin their new terms in January. 25 of them are new to politics.
Like Debbie Mucarcel Powell of Florida, who introduced herself to voters in a very unique way.
I've been put down, pushed aside.
And Charisse Davids of Kansas, who is a lesbian and a mixed martial arts fighter. She shares the title of first Native American woman in Congress with Deb Haaland of New Mexico.
I didn't have a role model in Congress, another Native woman that I could go to and ask, how did you do this? What advice can you give me?
This is the year of the woman.
That's Donna Shalala of Florida, a former cabinet secretary who will be the oldest freshman representative at age 77. And then there are the two youngest women in history, 29-year-olds Abby Finkenauer of Iowa and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York.
That's exactly what this is. Not a campaign or an election day, but a movement.
And that movement elected the first two Muslim women to Congress.
I am Congresswoman-elect Rashida Tlaib.
Tlaib shares the limelight with Ilhan Omar of Minnesota. Republican Young Kim of California appears to have won her election to be the first Korean-American in the U.S. House. And House member Marsha Blackburn became Tennessee's first female senator.
Marcia! Marcia!
The last time women swept into office was 1992, also known as the Year of the Woman. But back then, just 24 were elected to the House and 6 to the Senate. Analysts expect this recent female candidate wave to continue.
Now that women have gotten a taste and a flavor for what that means, they really have broadened goals to be about policy priorities and issues that matter to them.
Just last month, the Interparliamentary Union ranked the U.S. 104th in the world for the number of female legislators serving on the national level.
That change came tonight.
Now, that number is sure to rise. Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News, Washington.